It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
Welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience.
That's a load off my mind. Did Fran tell you that?
I'm sure there are things that you've been sitting up late night wondering about.
Well, I mean, it's nice to know that there's at least 5 alien species that have no desire to enslave humanity.
The Ewoks are probably one of them.
Well, they could try.
Yeah.
But
they're not going to try. They're not going to.
Oh, my God. They're just so cute.
Speaking of cute, one of the cutest things I've ever seen is a cute little basket of tater tots right next to a cute little basket of fried jalapenos nestled in between a bed of chipotle dipping aioli sauce.
Oh, that does sound
juicy.
Cute.
That sounds fantastic. You can only get that in one place in Colorado, my friends, and that is Juicy Burgers and Dogs of Denver. They have a brand new location up north. It's located at 9470 Grant Street. It's very easy to find. It's very close to the downtown area. Just get on I-25, drive up to Thornton Parkway, take a right to Grant Street. Take a left, and it's right there. You'll see their big new mobile food truck parked out in front, probably. It's got a big picture of a burger, and it says Big Juicy on it. They have the best burgers and hot dogs in the state, hands down. All locally sourced food and ingredients, made fresh daily. Every single day, they get in there early in the morning, and they make these tater tots and these onion rings and char burgers with green chili strips on top and these big juicy beef hot dogs. I know I'm drooling. Get up there, enjoy their food. They have handcrafted malts and shakes. And if you say the Darren Copeland Experience sent me, you get $2 off your next meal. That is basically getting a free appetizer or a free drink, shake with your meal. And who doesn't love free stuff? I know I love free stuff. If you're a first responder, so like an EMT, an ambulance driver, a police officer, firefighter, etc., or a current or military veteran, you get 20% off your every meal at Juicy Burgers and Dogs. If you have children, go up there on a Sunday. Kids eat free on Sundays. You can't pass that up. Again, mention the Darren Copeland Experience. You still get $2 off. If you don't want to leave your house, you can find them on Uber Eats or just look them up online at www.juicyburgersanddogs.com. You cannot go wrong. It's a great place to spend with your friends, with family, or just because you're hungry and want some good food. Whenever you need something good in your tummy, remember, I love Juicy.
Yeah, I was going to sing with you there.
That's okay.
I almost killed myself on an O.
Yeah, I don't want to see what happens if you start singing.
So do you know what we were thinking about
die.
Doing? Do you know we did the last one up there?
What?
I actually put the fried jalapenos on my burger.
Oh, my God, that sounds so good.
So I just get the cheeseburger.
Yeah.
But then I put the fried jalapenos on my burger.
Oh, that would also be good on any of their hot dogs. Their chili burger. Oh, their chili burger with fried jalapenos.
Yeah, see, now my mouth is starting to burn.
Actually, to be honest with you, I'm impressed that you actually ate, because I know you're not a huge fan of hot foods, like real hot, spicy foods.
I like hot. I just can't have hot for hot's sake. I need to have hot for flavor.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but some people find jalapenos to be hot for hot's sake. I will eat straight jalapenos.
Well, like, I enjoy, one thing that I really enjoy is I will take a fresh jalapeno, and I will cut it up and put it in an omelet and just eat an omelet.
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean that.
And fresh jalapenos, by the way.
They taste great.
They taste great, and they're also hotter, by far, than a pickled jalapeno.
Oh, yeah.
The pickled jalapenos have a little bit of they've got more flavor.
I like the fresh chili taste.
I do too.
Okay, so sometimes if I'm, not feeling it,
mm-hmm.
I will take the seeds out, and that makes it, for
less
anybody.
Less
hot. Less hot, for anybody to eat. I actually went to Chubby's today. I went to Chubby's 14. And
I like Chubby's.
Well, they have the hot, and then they have the half and half, or they have the mild.
Yeah.
That's a lie. They have the hot and they have the mild.
There's no such thing as half and half.
There's no half and half. It's just kind of
no. Because I got the half and half. I got the half and half, and it's just the hot with the mild mixed together.
Hot so, generally is going to win out if you blend the two.
But so I had the mild today.
Yeah. I like Chubby's hot. Now there's.
I don't need to have face burning hot.
There's been one place in the entire state that
face burning hot.
gave me that was so hot I couldn't eat.
Where was that?
It's a tiny little. It's called Luis's.
Casa Bonita.
No. Oh yeah, Casa Bonita. I think it's called Luis's, and it's down in the valley. It's down near San Luis.
Yeah, that valley down there.
Down in the valley. It's down near San Luis, and where it's not even a town. It's like you're driving towards San Luis, and you get past the sand dunes, and off to your right, there's like a gas station and a convenience store, and then Luis's, which is in a shack, and it seats like 7 people. I swear, it's out of this guy's house. I'm not kidding. I feel like the guy sleeps in the back of the house.
Probably.
And it's just him and his wife, or I'm assuming his wife.
Luisa?
Not Luisa. But he comes out, and we were the only, it was my grandma Gallegos and myself and my mom, and we go and we sit down, and they don't even have a menu. He's like, here's what we're serving today. You can have tostada.
Face melting hot.
You know it's going to be good.
Burrito with beans or beef or both. You can get it, you know, whatever. Chimichangas were off the menu. You get soft tacos, not crispy tacos. He didn't believe in them. He's like, and we've got green chili.
He did not believe in crispy tacos.
No, he's like, you know, we don't do crispy tacos. So you can have green chili. So he's like, but I warn you, my green chili's hot. And my grandma looks. at him.
That
she goes,
sounds like a challenge.
She goes, "Oh,
accepted.
We are a Gallegos. I'm from here." He goes, "Oh, well then, shouldn't be no problem." So he brings us the green chili. My mom can't even touch it. She can't even get near it. My grandma and I are just chowing. Like, "Oh, this is good. Oh, you get a little sweat trickling from the forehead, but that means it's good." So he comes out and he says, "Oh, I see my green chili isn't hot enough for you. Would you like to eat what I eat when I want something really hot?" And we're like, "Yeah, okay, bring it on."
And your grandmother was, what did she do?
She's like, "Well, you can bring it. I may not eat it." So he brings out like a ramekin of this kind of dark green, yellowish looking, with seeds floating in it and everything.
Oh.
And I put a little on a chip and I take a bite. It was like someone put a ghost pepper up my nose, man.
No!
It was so hot. And I'm like, no, I can do this. I can have more. So I actually had another big, huge helping on another chip.
Yep.
I'm not kidding. My mouth was numb for like the next
3 hours. What did your grandmother do?
My grandma looked at me and she said, "Well, Hito, you give it a shot." And I took the first one. She said, "Your face immediately turned red." She goes, "I'm not touching that." not touching it.
So the hottest stuff I've ever had in my life actually came in the jungles of Venezuela.
Okay.
So there's this place in Venezuela called Aracuna. It's in the middle of the jungle. And across the island, there's these Indians that live in the Amazon. So these are Amazonian Indians. They're called the Paimones.
Okay.
They've been discovered.
All right. Well, I'm assuming.
Diana worked there for years, and so there's like kids around there named Diana.
Okay.
So we go to the Paimon village with the air bunnies.
All right.
And they say, "Oh, yeah, do you want to try some of these flakes?" These flakes are what they use for spice. Okay. I have been through Venezuela, and they do not like hot food. So I'm like, how hot could this possibly
be? Sure.
They don't even eat hot food in Venezuela. I took a few flakes, put it in my mouth. And it was everything I could do not to drink from that river that was right there because my tongue was just burning.
It's like those cartoons where your eyes bulge out and
smoke
flies from your ears.
Oh, my God. My wife was like, "Is it hot?" I'm like, "Yes. Yes, it was hot."
Yes, it's so hot.
Hotter than I expected.
See, and sometimes that's part of it, too, is like if you're not expecting hot and then you get hot, it feels hot.
I need a little salt with my hot.
That cuts it a bit.
You know what I'm talking about? I need flavor.
Hey, here's the worst part. I mean, now those of you who've grown up eating hot foods, you know what's coming at some point.
Yes.
Because if it's hot coming in, it's hot going out.
Yes.
I didn't learn that till I went hunting. I'm like 7 years old. My uncle takes me up camping, and we're up in the middle of nowhere, and it's cold. And for breakfast, he's like, "Oh, you know, be a man, Chris. Eat some eggs, and here's some Tabasco sauce. Just pour it on there." So I'm eating it, and I don't want to look like a, you know, little kid, even though I am, in front of my uncle and his friends. So I'm eating it, and I'm just like, I'm pouring, sweating, and my mouth is burning, and they're laughing. I don't know why they're laughing. So later that evening, I go out to do my duty.
75 feet away with a hole and a...
And they say, you're going to... And as I'm leaving, they throw me this extra big thing of toilet paper. Like, you're going to need this. And I go out, and it burned coming out, too. And I come back into the tent, and they're rolling with laughter. Like, how was it? How was that? Ring of fire. Oh, my
Ring
God. Yeah.
Fire.
I mean, they're just on me.
Ermagerd.
But, I mean, you have to know that's coming if you're eating hot food. And, you know, it's worth it to me. Because I just love the taste of hot, spicy food.
I love the taste of hot and spicy food. I just don't want it to be so super hot that I just can't, you know, like, I don't even mind the sweating part of it.
No, it's not
like
good.
Ghost like wings that are super hot just sound good to me.
Yeah, that's too hot. But if you're not sweating and if your nose isn't running just a little and your ears don't tingle a bit, it's probably not hot enough.
You know what I told my wife as I told her that I got the mild?
What?
I said, I tell you what, I walked into Chubby's today. And I manned up and ordered mild.
It's like,
because it takes a man to order mild. Anybody can order the hot and be bullied into it.
Yeah, anybody can order Miller Lite or Keystone Lite.
I am not going to be bullied. I am buying Pabst Blue Ribbon.
He's on fire.
That's it. I'll join you tomorrow night, folks. Darren's going to go off watching something.
Goal!
Have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow.
At least Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10. Only on Mile High Sports.
When I look at you and say, Red Solo Cup, you're not just a cup.
No, no, God, no.
You're my friend.
Friend?
Yeah.
Lifelong.
Thank you for being my friend.
Red Solo Cup.